We've become used to low inflation and the wonderful low interest rates that accompany it. And I can only hope that you've used this time to pay off your debt, because there's some alarming signals that higher prices are coming through. And traditionally, when that happens, central banks at some point respond with higher interest rates to try and limit the impact of inflation, which does, over time, destroy the value of your money. What we're seeing happening now at the factory gate with amongst manufacturers is that producer inflation has leapt 7.8% year on year in September. It's the worst it's been since 2016. Patrick Kelly is Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA and is on the line to us this evening from Johannesburg. This is the highest level, I think, in years, Patrick Kelly. We're beginning to see that price pressure coming through.
Good evening, Bruce. Yes, you're right. Since February 2016, when it was 8.1%, and certainly it's quite a jump up. I think that the supply chain pressures that you mentioned in your introduction to another segment are probably also relevant to some of the pressures on producer inflation. And here we're talking about goods that are manufactured in factories. This is our headline number. You know, as they leave the factory gate, we would call it. And so typically there's three main categories that we see are putting upward pressure. The first one is a metal and machinery product, the second one a chemical product, and the third one a food product. And all of these have a bit of a flavor of some international pricing dynamics.
Most certainly, and at the center of that is an oil price, which has been stubbornly high for quite a long period of time. And in the mix, we throw in a weaker currency, and we get a fuel price shock coming through next week, possibly around a litre, and certainly more on diesel.
Yeah, I mean, fuel inflation has really been high, as consumers know. In the PPI, we measure it, you know, not quite at the pump. And that's, you know, giving us a 24% increase for petrol and a 17% increase for diesel. But there are many other products that we use and that are manufactured that are based on oil. You know, so, for example, if we looked at you know, other oil products such as gas or bitumen or asphalt, these are up 20% year on year. So, you know, these certainly are having a knock-on effect in terms of the sorts of products that one might use in building and transportation.
Yeah, I mean, it gets worse, I suppose, as we get the fuel price shock coming through, and we get these then persistently higher input costs, and the raw material shortages are a risk, and the shipping crisis, and the ports crisis, and the we're going to be talking about the shortage of microchips, of course, all of this stuff, and it's a massively complicated ecosystem, which I don't think we appreciated just how sensitive it was before COVID, but things have quite neatly fallen apart in many parts of the world when it comes to getting stuff from point A to point B to keep manufacturing and keep producing in the way we used to.
Yeah, that's true. But I think also that the transport margins are probably not the biggest impact. You know, we actually see inflation, if we look through some of the value chain items that we can track from the PPI through to the CPI, in food, for example, you know, you actually see inflation rates higher the earlier you're on in the value chain. So if we just took dairy products as a simple example, in agriculture we're at almost 13%. PPI for manufacturing, so that's, you know, let's say now we've got milk and now we're pasteurizing it, it's at 9.5%, and then the CPI dairy products are at 5.5%. So there does seem to be some moderation of the inflation pressures as you get towards the consumer side of the value chain.
And year to date, we see the producer inflation has averaged 6.3%. It's three times higher than 2020. It's a, you know, a bit higher than it was in 2019. How does this then play out into consumer price inflation? Because the moment it goes into consumer price inflation on a sustained basis, the Reserve Bank, regardless of how sluggish the local economy is, goes, you know what, we've only got one tool, and that's interest rates. So let's start raising them.
Sure. So some products obviously appear immediately in consumer inflation, such as fuel. It's pretty much the same level. Then we have the kind of fresh products. You know, let's just take the dairy product that I gave the example of. That's a bit slower finding its way through to the consumer level. And then, for example, metal products, you know, rolled steel or roof sheeting doesn't find an immediate realization in the CPI. But certainly, you know, if there are sustained pressures at the producer level and the currency is weakening, this would certainly have an overall long-term impact on consumer inflation. But I think, you know, studies over the years have shown that it's not a simple, you know, increase one here and it increases one on the other side. There are many factors and dynamics, and particularly retailers do manage their pricing in a way that responds quite quickly to consumer demand. You know, and from previous statements of the Reserve Bank, you know, typically they would try to assess to what extent inflationary pressures are kind of being imported or are kind of push, you know, maybe weather related or exchange rate related, and how much are kind of demand factors that, you know, where consumers are really spending a lot more money, and would probably factor that into their considerations.
Bottom line, are you, as the Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA, worried about the price trends that you are seeing at the moment?
Well, I certainly try to drive to Pretoria much less. And look, food inflation, you know, which is obviously a key thing, you know, in the CPI is at 6.6%. So, you know, these are historically fairly high levels. You know, over the last 5-6 years, we haven't seen sustained inflation at this level. And if we do look at clearly the fuel price, we don't know what it will do. We don't know what the oil price will do. But I do think that food inflation is starting to turn the corner. It's starting to reduce down a little bit. And so that is certainly something that makes me happier when I go veggie shopping on a Saturday morning.
Patrick Kelly, thank you very much indeed, Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA. I think you should ride your bicycle from next week anyway to go buy your vegetables. You'll buy fewer vegetables, that'll bring down your household expenditure, and you won't use any fuel.